Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspetin Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspetin Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspetin.com today.
So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Today from Koh Phangan with my little dog, Ninja, the Chihuahua. Yes. So you're finding me in Thailand. So this is going to be my 5 months retreat, going into my cave and crate. Today, I'd like to speak to you about the moments that matter. I'm currently writing my book, and it's all about these moments that matter. And these are the subtle moments, the moments that can make or break us. They can create devastation, but also breakthrough at the same time. You burn down to ashes like a phoenix, and you're going to be reborn out of these ashes. When we have to close chapters and let people go, especially in the new moon energies that we are in this week, the only thing we can do is really let go and surrender and accept. If we do not surrender and accept, we may endure more pain and suffering. Because the universe, life, creator, divine, God gives us already a subtle hint, that moment that mattered at that very specific time and space and with the specific energy. And if we do not pay attention and we're not conscious about it, we may have to endure a not so comfortable situation. For example, when in your life have you said yes to something and you actually wanted to say no? But because you have acted out of fear, or you thought about a transaction, opportunity that will benefit you, and that's the only reason why you said yes, even though your gut instinct, your intuition, your body literally screamed out loud, no, don't do it. And yet again, you found yourself moments later, year later, months later, in a situation where you knew this could have happened, but you did not follow your own intuition. And these are the subtle moments that matter. The moments that can make or break you, the moments that we choose. Let's do another karmic cycle. Let's do another round. Or have we learned out of our lessons? Why is this important for self-care? Self-care on board is not just, okay, let's have a day out on a spa. No, it's actually about deliberately taking accountability and responsibility for one's life and taking matters in our own hands without feeling that we are the victim to life. That everything that happens is a result of our thoughts and our decisions and our actions. I repeat, everything that you now endure or experience in this present moment is a result of our own actions and decisions we have made in the past. And once we understand that, we also understand that we are the solution to be able to do things differently, to take different choices, to walk a different path. And it may not be comfortable. I'm here now in a monsoon season in Thailand in my little bungalow. And this is definitely not glamorous luxurylifestyle.com here. Not at all. It is very rural. It's very simple and it's very raw the way how I live here. But I enjoy it because it allows me to be close to nature, to recover my nervous system. And to come back to the roots after Monaco, after Dubai, after running, after going out, after putting the nice clothes on, the high heels, it is something that I need to go back into my cave and create more of these moments that matter, but also hone the craftsmanship of listening within and my own intuition. So I encourage you now, after the season has finished and you're not doing the crossing to the Caribbean, take a moment, take a pause, reset, and contemplate on these moments in your life that have really changed you, that have changed your way of thinking, way of acting, have been breakthroughs, even though you felt they have been breaking you. And these are the most perfect moments, yet again, most painful moments. And if we can go into the pain and we can go into the suffering, and believe me, it's not easy, you become aware of what has happened for you to enter into that state. And what is it that you have to change within yourself and take responsibility? So it's time to close the chapters on old relationships. Like in Dubai, it was very easy. Anyone who's tried to screw me over in business, and I used to be in the past, it's better to keep the door open. It's better to have this relationship. No, just close the door. Full stop, done. Close the door. If people have screwed you over before, people can change, yes, but no, close the door. So even contacts and relationships that I had for 25 years, I had to close the chapter. And obviously, you get these little tests coming in, more people that you know from the past, and you're like, wait a minute. Has she changed? No, not really. Let's not give it a benefit of doubt. Your lesson is coming back. Close the chapter. It's the same at Monaco. You close the chapter. If you have repetitively experienced the same distortion, the same lack of approval, lack of appreciation or anything else, it starts within you. It always starts within you. And these are the moments that matter. You appreciate yourself, you respect yourself, you love yourself every single day more, and you will meet the people who will appreciate you, respect you, your time and energy, and also love you for who you are. And it is time to close chapters. Namaha, namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.